We're actually at the Taitaka Car Show today, and we're going to visit with one of the people that were showing cars here today, Bruce Steinberg. Bruce, thanks for being with us on the Classic Car Chat, which, by the way, is being brought to you by JDR Seeds. Once again, as always, Bruce, tell us about the car. We're actually sitting in the car, so I'm going to have you tell us what it is.
Well, thank you for interviewing me on my 61 Chevy Impala. The story behind the 61 Chevy Impala was actually purchased in Taitanka, where the car show is at right now. So it was actually my grandfather, Ewald Bruns, back in 61 through Fisher Chevrolet. I tried to research how long Fisher Chevrolet was here in Taitanka, but I believe it's to the mid-70s is what I've been told and stuff too. So my grandpa passed away in 72, and I had an older brother and an older sister, and just being a farming community, we all drove the same car to Taitanka to the school. And so basically didn't see a whole lot of miles, and so right now when I kind of got her back in the road, we've got 50,000 miles on her right now, but she was kind of a cream puff. There is no rust, no dings, no dents, and just had a very plush life, but it was a four-door post. But it's something that was just so nice, and a little bit of my history and a little bit of my memories, and I just had to keep it preserved and keep her on the road.
Yeah, so tell us about this vehicle. It is a silver color. Is that original color?
The car is actually original, so it is a two-tone. It did come with a name back in the 80s, and it's actually called the Grey Ghost. Don't know why it got the Grey Ghost, but everybody in the town of Taitanka knows it by the Grey Ghost. So 60 years later, it's still got the name Grey Ghost. So,
and this has it has an automatic transmission. Is it original Powerglide?
It is, yep. Actually, it was they have a cast iron Powerglide in here, and I actually changed it to a aluminum Powerglide to get a little more highway speeds out of it. The cast is really a low gear. So I did change that to something that if you have an old car, the best thing to do is make them so they're enjoyable to drive. So I did put a little bit more of a higher overdrive transmission in it. But the motor is a 283 with a two barrel. That is still all original and stuff too.
You know, I'm familiar with this car to some. In fact, I'm sitting in it and it's really bringing back memories for me, Bruce, because I had my very first car was a 1962 Chevy Impala, which was very similar to the 61, and it had a 283 with a Powerglide. So this just, I'm in memory lane right here.
It's pretty much exactly the same car, just a little different styles, but pretty much the same exact thing. So,
yeah, so this is a beautiful car. And so, as you said, it's a cream puff, but has kind of stood the test of time. Everything's so very much original on it yet. And do you take it quite a few shows, or is it just like a weekend drive car?
My inside joke, I call this my grocery getter, that I can never afford to fill the trunk full of groceries because it's too big.
Yeah.
So some of the local shows, I've done the cruise of the woods with it, and I always make sure I make it to Taitanka where it came from. And so, yeah, I'm getting a little bit more and more.
Well, thanks for sharing the story of this beautiful car. It's a 1961 Chevy Impala four-door, original 283 Powerglide transmission, and just an awesome vehicle. Bruce Steinberg with us on this broadcast, this Classic Car Chat. Thanks again for sharing.
Oh, thank you again for having me.
Our Classic Car Chat, this time around, is always brought to you by JDR Seeds here on Hometown, Home Country Radio.